Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline right now, and we're going to talk to our good friend from the Post-Gazette, Jason Mackey, who covers the Pirates. Jason, I was just talking a little bit in the first part of this about the fact that, you know, forget about payroll, because obviously that's an advantage that the Dodgers have. The Pirates, but the Dodgers have also drafted and developed their own players better than the Pirates, and that's something that can't happen if you're a small market team, is it?
No, and that's, you know, a huge failure of the Pirates, and that's why we're here where we're at right now. You know, obviously I would like them to spend more money. Everybody would like them to spend more money, and that's real, and I don't take issue with that. But I think what often gets ignored is how much they've sort of wasted drafting and development. I think it was yesterday, I went through, you know, just sort of thinking about the subject of Will Craig. You know, they DFA'd him twice and whatever, and he's part of a draft run, Paul, from 2012 through 2018, and granted, Swaggerty was their first-round pick in 18. He's still in the minor league, so who knows what can happen there. But, you know, so far, those guys have netted them a combined 1.7 war. You know, and we're talking about 12 players in the first round or their compensatory round that have just basically been nothing. You know, they've basically been Brian Hayes. That's all they've gotten out of that. And, you know, I didn't go through and do the same thing for the Dodgers, but I would be willing to bet that it's a heck of a lot better, just based on Walker Buehler alone. I think he falls in that window. I don't know if he does or not, but either way, I mean, the 1.7 for the Pirates is bad, and they haven't drafted, they haven't developed. And, you know, the Dodgers, I mean, again, not breaking news, but they do pretty much everything right. You know, they value analytics and that side of things, and then they spend on the other end, and they're able to get guys like Justin Turner. I look at him, and you know, he was once sort of broken down and somebody else's problem. They bring him in, he has a career revolution, blah blah blah. Like, they do pretty much all aspects of what you need to do in baseball, and they do them well.
They really do. It's they really just seem to do everything else beyond just spend money. And like I said, there's a lot of teams, Jason, that spend money that don't win like the Dodgers do.
No, and there's a lot of teams that spend like the Pirates do and win. I mean, look at the standings right now. I believe they're either close or they are the best team in baseball in the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, you don't need to spend money if you're smart. But if you're not smart and you don't spend money, it's going to be a bad combination. Now, I do think that Ben Cherington knows what he's doing. I think the Pirates long-term are in a good place, but they're still just paying for the sins of the former regime. And the former regime did some good things. You know, I look at some prospects and some picks that they made, and it's not all bad by any stretch. But, you know, there have been things that are bad, obviously, and more things that are bad than are good, and it's cost them. And, you know, so that's what I take out of it. You know, I've had this conversation with Ben Cherington a bunch, and, you know, that like they know there's going to be some sort of limitation, but that doesn't stop them from finding good players. It doesn't stop them from developing players the right way. Yeah, it's going to stop them from extending as many as you would like, and that's fine. That shouldn't matter if when you lose guys, you have somebody coming in behind. And everybody gets so mad about the 2013 to 2015 window and the Pirates' failure to build upon that. And that's fine. They should be mad. I'm not saying, you know, that's okay, because it's not. But one of the most egregious things to me is the fact that, like, there was just a valve that shut off when it came to, like, drafting and developing. They just weren't bringing in anybody else. Then you add, you know, not handling payroll the right way, botching trades, this, that, and the other. But, you know, a lot of that stuff can be covered up if you can draft and develop.
I really don't want to be on the piling on bandwagon, but it's becoming really difficult to know what the Pirates are supposed to do with Mitch Keller.
You and me both. And I think that's an opinion shared by the Pirates. Derek Shelton was asked after today's game, like, is AAA an option? Is the bullpen an option? And he said no and no for both. So basically, Mitch Keller is, you know, going to continue to keep making his starts. One thing I was left leaving today's start with, Paul, is, you know, is a phantom injury, you know, going to crop up here? Like, it seems like some hamstring discomfort might be on the menu, is I think the way I would go with this. It's about the only thing they haven't tried. You know, just get away from it. Do some side work. Go back to some basics. Just don't have that same sort of cycle of going out there, getting your head kicked in, and going back and do it again. You know, for a simple reason, and that just it's the one thing they haven't tried. So I wonder if that's the route they're going to go, if we're going to hear about some sort of injury, some sort of soreness for Keller. But he looked today on a Zoom call with reporters like as sad, emotional, distraught, frustrated, pissed, whatever you want to say. I mean, it's a combination of all of the above, but he certainly looked like a guy who doesn't have any answers. And that, you know, that's not anything that's going to continue in perpetuity. At least I wouldn't hope so. But you know, for the short term, I agree with you. What can you do? They're sort of out of options and stuff to try here.
That's the big thing, is that I just don't know that there's as many good answers, Jason. And it might just be you have to let them sink or swim and continue to. But at some point, I mean, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. At some point, I just feel like you got to figure something out and give the guy a chance. I just don't know what that is.
Yeah, and I mean, it's tough too, because if you look at it from a pitching perspective, like what's been his biggest issue? And I mean, they've been all over the map, but I would say the one thing that we can link to his very first start in spring training has been a lack of fastball command. And the velocity's fine. It's just it's not consistent enough with what he's doing with the fastball. And I would say number two is execution of pitches when he's ahead in counts. We saw it today. He gets 0-2 on two guys, or two strikes on two guys and hits them. You know, that's bad. But if you can't locate your fastball, man, you are really starting from behind. And there's you can talk about mechanics. You can drill into, you know, where his land foot is or his arm path or, you know, how he's moving his body and all that stuff. But, like, all of it's meaningless until you can get it to translate onto the field. And Mitch Keller might throw the world's greatest bullpen. He might be awesome in side sessions. And none of that matters if he can't do it in games. And I think that's what they're running into. Like, between starts, they find things, they work on them, they look better. And, you know, he goes up on stage and he forgets his lines. And, that, like, I don't know what you can do to help him remember his lines. And, you know, I do agree with you that, you know, you might just have to let him do it. You know, and they're in a fortunate situation where the results aren't going to, like, sink the pennant chase. But, man, it's getting hard to watch. I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Elsewhere, you know, it's a discussion that obviously has become something that, you know, is getting some traction. And that is, you know, an extension-type thing for Brian Reynolds. He's certainly playing his way into something where the Pirates could think about making him one of their cornerstone players. What, you know, what do you think the chances of something like that happening?
I do think they're halfway decent, Paul. You know, I'm not going to come on here and guarantee that they're going to sign Brian Reynolds to a contract extension, because I think that's a little tough to predict. But, you know, it's the type of thing that they need to do. It's the type of thing that makes sense for them. I've read and seen things, you know, people talking about Brian Reynolds being a potential trade chip. I like Brian Reynolds. I think he would fetch something in a trade, but I don't think it makes any sense for them to trade him. I mean, he's one of the guys they should be building on because of, you know, how he is right now and his contract status and what he can offer them and this, that, and the other. But I don't think that you didn't come into this season hope Brian Reynolds would produce so you can trade him. I mean, he's the guy you need to extend, you need to have in your outfield. And he's given you exactly what you want. And you take that, and I think it would inspire a lot of confidence in the fan, but well, I should say some confidence, maybe a lot is strong, but you know, if you go out there and you do pay him and you keep him around.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. Well, Jason, I know you got to go catch a plane, so hopefully you have a safe flight, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right. That is Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.